You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Around the world and around the bay, people will be celebrating Lunar New Year's Eve tonight. Lunar year 4716 is a year of the dog, according to the Chinese zodiac system. If, like me, you want to know more about what that means, you're in luck. I sat down with San Francisco classical feng shui consultant Janet Louie to talk about Chinese astrology and what she thinks the year of the dog has in store for us. Most people familiar with the Chinese zodiac animals and Lunar New Year know that each year has an animal. And so what's this year's animal?
It's Wuxi.
Wuxi.
Yeah, Wuxi. And it means earth dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yang earth dog.
Mm. What does that mean
Yang,
for this year?
So what an astrologer does for the year is they look at the year pillar, which is Wuxi. Earth dog.
Mm.
And they look at it and they say, oh, do these two elements get along? And just looking at the year, you could already tell. So it's earth over dog. Dog becomes yang earth. So it's yang earth over yang earth. What kind of image does it give us? Of a stony mountain, you know, a big, huge mountain, you know, because, and it's really a strong earth year.
Hmm.
Better than last year, which is Ding Yu. Ding Yu is fire rooster. So there's what happens is there's a conflict in 2017. We say that it's not going to be such a smooth year. But this year, it's earth over earth, so we say it's going to be smoother.
Hmm.
You saw last year. You saw all
yes.
the terrorist attack. And we
all
believe and all the shootings.
So this year is better?
This year's going to be much better.
Earth
because
earth
it's
on
earth,
earth
on top of earth.
Mm.
A lot of the masters tell us that there's going to be more earthquakes because it's such a strong earth. More subway problems, underground problems. 2017 is just far worse than 2018, but the problems with 2018 is more going to be earth-related. So this year, let's go into the animals now. So the dog will have a challenging year with disruptions and changes. They must find their equilibrium and balance. This year, you need to take care of stress, take care of yourself, and do prevention stuff.
A dog meaning the year of my birth.
Mm-hmm. Were you born in the year of the dog?
No, I was born in a year of a rabbit.
Okay, this is the rabbit.
Oh, okay.
This year will be smooth sailing. You can easily handle anything thrown your way. There might be a little bit of self-control problem due to the salty pool star.
The salty?
Salty pool star.
Is that food?
Salty pool will affect your self-control. So you have to have more self-control this year.
More self-control.
Yes.
Okay. How do you think one's reading should be used? I know my reading, and then what? What is the advice? What do you do
with
the information?
Well, the thing is, in the beginning of the year, you set your goals, okay, to have a better year. You listen to all these readings in the beginning of the year. You know you're going to have a good year because you have a lot of horses or rats in your chart. You know, take advantage of whatever is told to you, you know, just prepare in January your house. And most people that believe in feng shui, they do. I'm moving furniture around.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for me, I had to get into an afflicted area and do some fence work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very strong practice, Chinese mm-hmm. metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
It includes a lot of different subjects. It takes years and years to learn to be good, to really help people. But I feel proud of myself because I've been studying it for 15 years and I feel like I can help people. You know, I can help people with their problems.